This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله الحمد لله على حلمه بعد علمه وعلى عفوه بعد قدرته والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا ادخلوا في السلم كافة صدق الله العظيم My dear respected elders and brothers, in the verse that I have recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O believers, enter into Islam completely and wholeheartedly. Islam is not a religion of few ibadat or few customs. Islam is a complete way of life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us commands with regard to every aspect of our life. It has given us commands with regard to our ibadat, our iman, imaniyat, our conduct, our monetary matters, and each and every aspect is covered by Islam. To such an extent, even things that you and I regard as insignificant, Islam has given us commands. Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala was one day approached by a non-Muslim who said, Your Prophet teaches you even how to relieve yourself. You know, if we were been us, we would have said, yeah, but it's not an important part of our deen. Hazrat Salman Farsi, what did he say? He said, yes, our Nabi taught us how to relieve ourselves also. And then he went on to go and enumerate the teachings and guidelines with regard to istinja. So this is the beauty of our deen. It is a complete way of life. Islam ek mukammal dastoor e hayat hai ye chand rusumat ke naam nahi ye ek mukammal zabta e hayat hai har cheez ke upar Allah subhanahu wa taala ke ahkam hai ek martaba kisi ke paas Salman Farsi ke paas koi aadmi aaya to unne kaha aapke nabi aapko istinja bhi sikhata hai to unko unhone kuch ehsaas se kam tarika muzahira nahi kiya yahi kaha ki ji sikhata hai aur fir jo hai na wo pure istinja ke ahkamat ke baare mein bayan kiya. Now to give you an example with regard to this, I just want to give you one example. And you see, images and examples are a very important part of Quran, an important part of our deen. Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran says, وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ وَمَا يَعْقِلُهَا إِلَّا الْعَاقِلُونَ We give you examples in the Holy Quran. Only those who have intellect, they will understand imagery and understand examples. And some of the Sahaba, when they didn't understand examples, they used to cry. They used to say, Allah Ta'ala says, only the intelligent people understand examples. So in a hadith in Jami' al-Tirmidhi, I'll just to give you an example with regard to how our Nabi made mention of examples. He said, my example and the example of the previous Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam is like the example of a beautiful building. And everyone comes past and says, what a beautiful building, but this one portion is left incomplete, is not completed. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I am that complete portion of the building. So the structure and the beautiful building of Nubuwwat and Prophethood, I am the last portion, I have come to complete Prophethood, there is no more no Nabi to come. I have completed, and not completed, perfected Prophethood. In a similar manner, with regard to the comprehensiveness of Islam, let me give you an example of a beautiful building. Now, if you want to build a beautiful building or you want to build a masjid, anything, what do you do first? Sabse pehle agar aapko jo hai na wo makan tamir karna ho, to sabse pehle aap kya karte ho? Sutoon or foundation rakhte ho. The first thing you do when you put up a beautiful building is you put up a strong foundation and you put up the pillars. If you don't put up the foundation, you don't put up the pillars, then you will find that no matter what a beautiful building you put up thereafter, that building is going to come crumbling down. Now what a beautiful building, you put up beautiful tiles, you put up beautiful carpets, you put up beautiful everything, that building is going to come crumbling down. It's a hakikat, without foundation, without sutun, without pillars, the building will not be able to stand. And many a times you find Then all of a sudden the building came crumbling down, and then you find that there was corruption because the building inspector didn't inspect the building properly. We see it happening all the time because the foundation was not right. In our history, one of our greatest architects was Sinan. Sinan put up one of all the beautiful masjids you see in Turkey, for example, in Bursa and other places, was put up by Sinan. So one day the Sultan told him to put up a building. So he put the foundation and he went away. After a while he came back, after many months, everyone was angry. The Sultan was angry. You put up the foundation, no one knew what to do after that. So Sinan said, I wanted the foundation to set because this building required a strong foundation. Now the foundation is set, now put up the building. Now in our Islam, the building of Islam, what is our foundation and what is our pillars? Bunya al-Islam wa ala khams. Allah has kept Islam upon five pillars. Iman, Salat, Zakat, Hajj and Ramadan, fasting. Now these are our pillars. If you can't put up your foundation correctly, then all other matters are secondary. You can't put up a beautiful structure of Islam. You can't complete Islam without the foundation. Foundation, Iman. Iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most important thing. Sahaba asked Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam about Abdullah bin Jad'an. Abdullah bin Jad'an was a person who was a humanitarian. He gave a lot of charity. He helped a lot of people. Ya Rasulullah, will he be saved? He didn't bring Iman. In pas Iman nahita, sutun nahita. So there is no salvation for him. So this is the first thing that we need with regard to any building. You put up the beautiful structure. Before you put up a structure, you put up the foundation. You put up the pillars. When the pillars are right, then you can do everything. And of course, we all know with regard to the importance of these pillars, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the first thing Allah will question you on the day of judgment will be salat. Huh? If that is found to be wanting, to sab kuch sahi nahi hoga. To jo hai Islam ke mukammal hone ki ek misal, wo ek tamir aur ek makan agar tamir karna ho to sabse pehle hum sutun aur foundation ko rakhte ho. Aur for Islam ke sutun kya hai? Bunyal Islam ala khams. Ye jo hai na panch sutun jo mashhoor hai, iman, salat, zakat, hajj aur fasting. To ye sabse pehle sutun. After we have put up, without it, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu was on his deathbed, right? And while he was at the time of Salat, he said, remind me about the time of Salat. People said, you are wounded, you are not well. So there is no portion in Islam for a person who doesn't perform Salat. Islam mein uska koi hissa nahi hai jo Salat nahi padta. There used to be a person, I read his obituary, Dr. Sayyid Ramadan. So when he passed away, someone wrote an obituary about him. So in that I found a very amazing thing. He said when someone came to talk about him, about the affairs of the ummat, ummat mein ye ho raha hai, ummat mein wo ho raha hai. So ummat is like this, here they are persecuted, there they are persecuted. So wo sawal karta tha, so he used to ask a question, did you read your Fajr Salat? So when the person replied, he said, all right, now speak to me. When he didn't, he said, now, what can I take you seriously when you have not been able to read and make your foundation strong? Sabse aham kaam aapne kiya nahi, to aap jane puri ummat ke baare mein kya baat karoge? What will you talk when you don't haven't put the foundation correct? But now after that, after we have put the foundation, our iman, our salat, our zakat, our hajj, our fasting, that is the pillars. But then after that, what? Have you ever saw a building which only has a foundation and only has pillars and then it left in, and no one does everything after that? Will anyone go and stay in such a building? Will anyone go and stay in a building which only has pillars, only has foundation? And you come and say someone, you know, come and stay here, the foundations are very good. Foundation is bought, masboot hai, is very, very strong. Which person is going to stay in that building? You say, bhai, kamre banao, furniture dalo, put up the beautiful paint, put up the beautiful type of structure around the building, then we can go and stay. In a similar manner, after you have done the foundations of Islam, you can't remain like that and say, I have completed Islam. It's only one portion of Islam you have completed. Now you have to complete the other portions of Islam to make the building of Islam beautiful. And by no matter how strong and you need a foundation, the beauty of a building is not recognized by the foundation and the pillars. The beauty of a building is always recognized and it is admired by what? By the painting, by the aesthetics, the carpet, and all the decorations. That makes a building beautiful. In a similar manner with regard to Islam, my dear respected brothers, we need the foundation, without which the building will come crumbling down. Without it, our iman is not completed, our Islam is not completed. But that is not the entirety of Islam. Three things our ulama have written. Our muamalat must be correct, our financial dealings must be correct. Our akhlaq and our conduct must be correct. And our muashirat, our social relationship with people must be correct. That will be the completion and the perfection and the decoration of our Islam. Just as in a building, after the foundation, all of these decorations complete the building and makes it beautiful. The muamalat, our financial dealings. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam one day came to perform someone's janazah. And when he came to perform someone's janazah, he asked, perhaps he perceived, did he leave behind a debt? Kya unhone karz chora? Unke zimme karz hai? To logon ne kaha, ji karz hai. He has debts. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam walked away from there, didn't perform the janazah salat. Didn't want to perform the janazah. Now you ask yourself the question, why didn't he want to perform the janazah? Because he didn't read salat? He didn't give zakat? No, he didn't perform and he didn't want to perform the janazah because he didn't fulfill his financial commitment. Unke muamalat sahi nahi tha. Unhone sahi nahi tha, matlab ye nahi hai ki sahi sahaba ke bare mein hame ehtiyat karna chahiye. Doesn't mean he left behind a financial commitment. Ali radiallahu ta'ala got up, Ya Rasulullah, I will pay his debts on his behalf. One or two sahaba took over the responsibility. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to perform the salat. Ya you are Rasul, kulu min at-tayyibat wa'amalu salihah. Oh you, prophets of Almighty Allah, ulama say, the hadith says, Allah commands the prophets about a command that it is equal to all the Muslimin, to all the believers. Eat halal, then do righteous deeds. Muamalat sahi karo, uske baad jo hai na, you will find it easy to do righteous deeds. Muamalat sahi nahi hoga, if your financial dealings are not correct, even with great effort, you will find it difficult to make ibadat. You will find it difficult to do good deeds. Keep your muamalat correct, then you will see, you will find it easy to do righteous deeds. Bahut se martaba log kehte hain ki namaz ka ji nahi chahta. We don't feel like making ibadat. Well, what do you expect? If your earning is haram, then you're gonna find it difficult to make salat. Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran, only one place Allah has made mention with regard to declaring war against Allah and His Rasul. Allah ke saath elan jang sirf ek amal ke bare mein hai. Wo kis cheez ke bare mein? Muamalat ke bare mein. It's with regard to financial dealings. Ittaqullah wa dharu ma baqiya min ar-riba fa in lam taf'alu fa'dhanu biharbin min Allah wa rasulih. Stay away from interest. If you don't, declare war against Allah and His Rasul. So if we don't correct that, our iman is not complete. Our Islam is not complete. The beauty of Islam is not complete. The second thing, my dear respected brothers, is akhlaq. أَكْمَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِيمَانًا أَحْسَنُهُمْ خُلُقًا أو كما قال. The person whose iman is most complete is the one whose akhlaq and his conduct is correct. That means even if you have performed tahajjud prayers and your akhlaq is not correct, your conduct is not correct, your iman is not complete. Your iman is not complete. Brothers, this iman, akhlaq, completes our iman, perfects our iman, and it is also the way of showing the beauty of Islam to others. People will not understand the beauty of Islam by your ibadat. That is between you and Allah Ta'ala. Ibadat aapke aur Allah Ta'ala ki darmiyan hai. Log usko dekh kar Islam ke khubi ka andaza nahi laga sakte. Andaza, Islam ke khubi ka andaza akhlaq aur muamalat se hota hai. To see the beauty of Islam, you need your proper financial dealings, your correctness in your material things, in your muamalat, in your monetary matters, and in your akhlaq. Recently there was an alim who came to our Jamiat office, Maulana Mahmood Rajasthani. So he related an incident of Maulana Shaykhul Islam, Maulana Madni Rahmatullah Ali. He said, when Maulana Madni Rahmatullah Ali, in his freedom, quest for freedom, was jailed by the British. So when he was jailed, the people used to come and sit around him in the prison. So there was one non-Muslim, a Hindu person, who came and he was sitting there. And he used to come every day to Maulana Madni Rahmatullah Ali and come sit in the gathering. So a few other days, after a while, he didn't come. So Maulana sent a message and asked him, why is he not coming? So he sent a message back. He said, Maulana, I want to come every day. But I'm afraid if I come, after I have seen your akhlaq and your conduct and the way you conduct yourself, I'm afraid I will become a Muslim. I'm afraid I will become a Muslim. Therefore, I know I'm no more coming. So this is the aspect with regard to akhlaq. And if you don't have it, if your akhlaq is not good and you got tahajjud, then look at the hadith of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba came and asked about a woman. Ya Rasulullah, she makes so much of ibadat, but she abuses the neighbors. She's swearing the neighbors. She is not in good relationship with the neighbors. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if she does not correct herself in this particular matter, she will suffer the punishment of the fire of Jahannam with ibadat. Why? Because her akhlaq was not correct. So even if you have ibadat, your ibadat will not be able to save you if your akhlaq is not correct. In fact, we find from the hadith, the other way sometimes can work. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was told about another woman who didn't make a lot of nafil ibadat. She just made a faraiz. But her akhlaq and her conduct was good. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the akhlaq will do and will save her with regard to the extra ibadat that she didn't do. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, because of akhlaq, she will go to Jannah. And of course, the last thing with regard to it is our muasharat, our dealings with people, my dear respectable. This is part of iman. Now you see, if you don't have these things, your Islam is not complete, your iman is not completed and perfected, and the building of the beautiful building of Islam will not be completed and will not be decorated and will not be adorned. These things will be the adornment of Islam. These things will be the adornment of our religion. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Maulana Mufti Taqi Usmani makes mention of a long incident, I won't know the time, and there he relates this one, inna husnul ahdi min al iman. Maintaining of relationship is part of iman, part of deen. Logon ke saath milna julna, with our parents, with our relatives, with our spouses, and with every person whom we come into contact with. A person one day came to Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, his name was Dr. Abdullah Arafi Rahmatullah Ali. He came and he said, the state of ihsan, to worship Allah as you are seeing Allah, otherwise Allah is seeing you. I got that in my salat. So expecting Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali to praise him, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali said, there is only one portion of deen. Now bring the state of ihsan in your relationship with every person whom you meet. Now when all of that is complete, my dear respected brothers, that will be the beauty and adornment. Then the building will be complete beautifully. The foundations are strong, the pillars are strong, and then the decorations are done, the adornment is done, the tiles are done, then the building comes nice. In our Islam, that in a similar manner, after our foundations, our sutun, our pillars, then we have the correctness of our monetary dealings, our conduct, and our social relationship with people, then we can say, udkhulu fi silmi kaffa, enter into Islam completely, perfectly, and wholeheartedly, inshallah. We'll all try, inshallah, to bring every aspect of our religion in our life, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana.